Inside the studios here at KATE 1450, joined over the phone by the head coach of Lake Mills Wrestling, and Alex Brandenburg. I'm Nate Dickinson. Coach, I want to thank you for coming on for just a couple minutes to talk about what's been another really good season for you guys. Teams headed back to state, and this is the fifth time in a row for you guys. I want to start big picture and ask just how has this team had such sustained success over such a long period of time, aside from, of course, great coaching by you?
The kids have really bought into, being a team and getting maybe some extra kids out that possibly wouldn't be out, maybe kids that are athletic but can help the program. And our youth program is really solid. I mean, our youth don't wrestle a ton of matches. They might not be quite as advanced as maybe some other towns. We don't have a lot of kids that wrestle 40, 50 matches when they're little, but we have a lot of kids that wrestle 10, 15 matches a year and go to our youth team events, but they don't get burned out, and they have a good attitude coming into high school. So that's been good, and our numbers over the last 5-10 years have generally been around 25 to 30 kids out each year, which helps a lot because then you can move around. You have a lot of movable pieces for duels, and we haven't built our program on a lot of high-end kids. We just have quality throughout the lineup and just a good attitude, and it's been a pretty good stretch we've had here.
You went into it a little bit at the end there, but we talked to Elijah Wagner yesterday and asked him kind of the same question about how, if you have a good basketball team, the guys can make each other better because you're practicing against each other every single day. But in wrestling, it's a little bit different because you got guys from all sorts of different weight classes who aren't the same people who they're going to be wrestling out there with on the mats. But just aside from, I guess, just the X's and O's of wrestling, how does that winning atmosphere in the room there make the individual wrestlers better?
Well, we have all our kids work hard. We have 28 kids out, and it doesn't matter if it's a kid like Elijah who's ranked second or third in the state or a kid who hardly wins any JV matches. The kids all work hard, and it's because our main goal every year, especially these last 6-7 years, is to qualify for the state dual tournament. So I know a lot of programs stress wrestling as like an individual sport that has a team aspect. We have always stressed the opposite, where it's a team sport and the individuals will get better because everybody in the room is working hard because they're trying to help us reach that team goal, whether they're, kid who wins 40, 50 matches on varsity or a junior varsity kid that knows, he's one injury away from having to step in and fill. And that's been big this year. We had a three-time state place winner. Unfortunately, his season ended early January. And, in his case, we had a freshman fill in, and he has done an exceptional job. He got to districts. But the kids are just ready to step in and do their job, no matter. And I never have a kid complain about moving up during a duel. They know winning duels is important, and it helps us position ourselves to be ranked decent at the end of the year so we get a favorable regional. And everybody just buys in, and our kids aren't burned out at the end of the year like a lot of wrestling kids are because, I don't know, we work hard, but, we have a good time doing it.
You're at a point now where these wrestlers have never not known getting to that state duels tournament. Was there a point where it switches from state duels being the goal to being an expectation?
Kind of. I mean, yeah, I was thinking about that the other day. We didn't have a great day Saturday at the district individual tournament. We took 11 kids there and only 3 got through, but I did turn to a few of the coaches and said, today feels kind of bad, but just imagine how bad this would have felt if we didn't qualify for state duels. Mm. But now at least those eight kids that didn't get through, they get to wrestle at the state tournament. You know, they get to wrestle in that environment, and so it's tough. I mean, I do put, I'm pretty laid back, but at the same time, I dread the year that this streak ends because, you know, it'll be kind of disappointing to everybody, but, yeah, it's kind of a weird question, but hard to pinpoint. But, yeah, the kids, they kind of know the goal coming in each year, and they work towards it, and, you know, whatever happens, happens, but they have, it's been a very good year. We've lost a lot of firepower the last few years to graduation, and this year our goal is just to get down there, just maybe sneak in and to be the four seed, and I think we have a good shot of getting fourth or fifth down there. I mean, our kids have way over. They've done a lot better than I thought they would. Sorry.
Let's talk a little bit about those individuals who are going to be headed to state. Like you said, you send three guys down there, and just give us a quick elevator pitch about what each of those guys do well, the expectations you have on them, and also the biggest competition that they'll be facing.
The first qualifier is at 138, Dalton Thorson. He goes in as the eighth seed out of 16 guys. His first-round match is tough, though. Even though he's seeded eighth and the other kid's ninth, his opponent comes in 45-1. I mean, he hasn't wrestled the schedule that Dalton has, but that's a big matchup in the 8-9 match. You know, if we win that, then we have the number one ranked guy. Dalton's got to find a way to win two matches down there. We're hoping he can win that first one and maybe, you know, if he loses in the quarters, get a favorable matchup on the backside. So Dalton's goal, I think, is to place. Then we move on to 152, Casey Hansen, also a junior. I think he goes in maybe 43-6. He's ranked sixth right now, fifth or sixth, but he got the eighth seed. Again, he got a really tough draw, too, in that 8-9 matchup. And that first-round match will be close. You know, if he wins, he'd have the one seed. But his draw is a little more favorable. Even if he dropped that first match, I think he could be the favorite in the next two. But whereas Dalton kind of really, we really want him to win that first one, especially because if he loses, then wins, he's going to have a pretty tough kid on the back. Elijah goes in 45-3. He's ranked second in one poll, third in another. He drew the fourth seed, and he can beat anybody. He can beat anybody. We like our matchups in the first two to get in the semis, and then he'll have the number one ranked kid. But, you know, he'll be right in the match with that kid. It's just from Don Bosco. But I think Elijah, you know, he obviously would like to win the state title, but for sure I think he wants to place higher than he did last year where he got fourth. But guess we'll see what happens.
And as you mentioned, while those three will be headed to state as individuals, it will be the whole team down there, being able to get in that atmosphere in Des Moines and actually see what the state tournament looks like. What's a name or two that you're really looking forward to seeing get out there either for the first time or showing how much that they've improved in this season that maybe is a little bit more under the radar that people aren't paying quite as much attention to?
Yeah, I mean, Dalton goes in 41-11, and you know, he is the eighth seed. He has a very deceiving record because most of his losses came early against tough competition. And since the conference tournament, he has wrestled phenomenal. And, you know, people might see he has 11 losses and hopefully underestimate him and he can knock off a couple. You know, Casey's really hot right now, too. He hasn't lost for quite a while. I can't even remember when his last loss was, so those two juniors are both looking to get on the stand, and they're a lot better than their record indicates. And like I said, Elijah's steady. I mean, people know he's legit, so no, he's not going to sneak up on anybody.
Mm-hmm. Coach, you've been with this team for a while. You've had a lot of really successful teams that have made state tournaments before. How does this squad stack up against the others that you've coached over at Lake Mills?
As I said, our goal, you know, it's kind of funny. I've told people the last 5 years, our team has actually met. We've had set a very specific goal. 5 years ago, we had a team maybe similar to what we have this year, and our goal was to make it, and we did. We got seventh down there. 3 years ago, we were pretty loaded. Our goal before the season was to get top three. We got third. 2 years ago, it was to get top three, and we got third, and we pulled a big upset against Lisbon in the third-place duel. Last year, and it sounds like I'm making this stuff up, but you can look back at the previews that I wrote before the year. Last year, we were hoping to get top five, and we got fifth. Mm-hmm. This year, our goal, honestly, was just kind of like it was that first year, was just to make it. You know, we lost some firepower. We had some holes. Our kids weren't quite as spread out this year as nicely as the past 3 years, so we've reached our goal already, which was to make it. Obviously, we'll be disappointed if we don't wrestle well down there, but if you would have told me we were going to be 4 seed at the state duels at the beginning of the year without Helgeson, and we have another freshman that's hardly been a good wrestler, that's hardly been able to wrestle, like, I mean, I wouldn't have believed it in a million years. So this team just kind of continues to surprise me because they aren't as talented as maybe the last three groups and as balanced, but there's no bad losses on a resume. We have 4 losses, and they're to all really good teams, and we beat several ranked teams. So we just, I don't know if you want to say it, we just kind of keep getting by. But I'm really happy with this group. They're a good group of kids on and off the mat. Probably the best group of kids I've had in 16 years off the mat. Which says a lot about the type of kids they are.
Does that kind of winning that's come before them, that atmosphere, those kind of principles that those old guys instilled in, do you feel like that helps them overachieve the way they have?
Yeah, I would say definitely. I mean, just the atmosphere and knowing the expectations coming in that, you know, they don't, even though they might be not as deep as those other groups, through the 14 weights, I think they know there's an expectation there, and you know, our climate in the room is, you know, we're going to work hard and we're going to try to get through to duels, and you know, because that's the thing, you know, once they've wrestled down there, I mean, they want to get back. They know that's the atmosphere they want to be in. So once you get a little taste of that, I mean, you don't have to. You know, before we made it 5 years ago, you know, I could explain to the kids how awesome it was to wrestle down there. But till they actually do it, it's just different. So I think that's helped a ton.
Coach Alex Brandenburg of Lake Mills Wrestling joining us here on KATE. His team's headed down to Des Moines for yet another state wrestling tournament later on this week. Coach, before I let you go, I got to ask, go across sports a little bit. You guys have a pretty good boys basketball team as well starting up district tournament this week. What do you think they have as far as chances to get into state as well?
I feel they're going to make it. They got a good draw, and they have a talented team, and I think they're going to pull through, and we'll have 2 sports going this winter, so hopefully they can get it done.
Well, it would sure be a lot of fun. And thanks again, Coach, for joining us for a couple of minutes here on KATE Radio. Hopefully we'll be able to talk to you again after a good performance down at state this week. Coach Alex Brandenburg of Lake Mills Wrestling joining us here on KATE.
Thank you.